Tonight we have a somewhat special meeting in a number of ways. Later on in the service we'll partake of the communion together, the Lord's Supper. But tonight we also take time out to pray for our staff, for the counselors. Now this is the fourth period of 2015. There have been three wonderful periods that have preceded that, right, Sister Mary, right? You began it. And now we're at the end. And we're expecting God to work and to show us His glory, reveal Himself in all His fullness. And so we want to pray for the staff that's assembled. Again, we thank God for each one. It's a miracle. Did you know that every year Pilgrim Camp is a miracle? It's a miracle that Brother Dan is here. And all of you. And you're an answer to prayer. Many prayers are prayed throughout the year. Lord, send the staff. Fill that position that's needed. And so, we just want to thank God, give Him all the glory, all the praise. Great is Thy faithfulness. And so tonight I'd like to begin. It's nice to have Sister Antia with us. And she represents the cottage. That's our youngest group. And so she's going to tell us what you're studying. What's the plan? Come, Sister Antia. Amen.
And we are teaching at the College of Fundamental of Salvation. And that's the only teaching. But for the kids to really understand it, we use the story. And this time we're using Teddy's Button. And that's a story that is about a boy that a lively boy and so on. And it's not always the best. And so, but one day he discovers that he needs to be changed. And so the minister talks to him, explains salvation to him. So it goes along with what I'm teaching. I like that book. At first I thought, oh, I don't know if I want to use this. But when I read it a few times, I thought that's exactly what I think. And then, but he also tells him, from now on you have to fight. And he said, well, you have to fight. And then he gets a big mirror and he says, look into the mirror, that's you. So we call him Cottage the Divine. But there in the story it's called Abel, Self. And that's what we have to do all our life through. We might as well start in the cottage. And so that's, this time I stress a little more that it's not only saying could be Jesus, forgive my sins, but change me. I don't want to die anymore. That has to be in our heart. I really want to change. I want to be different. Or anger. Those kind of things. And so I think this same verse in First Peter, I wasn't going to use it, but I thought I should use it. And so I'm doing it First Peter. And the First Peter, the kids are really because they're touched. We've talked a lot about that divine. And we all have that divine. How do we get rid of it? There. And Jesus has to change us. That is what he's doing. So we're teaching about Jesus, his coming to earth. We teach about Jesus, his life on earth. We teach about Jesus dying for our sins, buried, rose again, and then coming to the Holy Spirit. We're Pentecostal people, so you might as well learn right from the start what it's all about. And then we talk also about heaven. That one day we're heading that direction, and hopefully we do. And so that's our lesson. Come to the level. And I'm looking forward to that. But I really appreciate your prayers. It's good for your children to get saved early in life. And then later on, it's very important again they get saved according to their age and their level, their understanding. But then after, maybe when they get teenage years, 14, 15, so on, they really have to give their life to the Lord, or they might slip away. And so they have to really pray for the village too. Very definitely, that the Lord will come fighting this kind of charge.
Who's working with Sister Antia? You just stand. I'm not going to ask you to say anything. You just stand. Because we want to know who to pray for. So,
Sarah.
Okay.
Caroline.
I'm going to be praying for you. And you can just sit down at this moment. And Brother George, where are you? Oh, there you are. What would you like to share with us, Brother?
What would I like to share? Well, as you alluded to, it's here. We're almost here. The big day, tomorrow. The boys will be with us. And we've been planning. I've been planning. I've been looking to the Lord. And, what's the staff? What are we going to do? What's the theme? Well, the theme is, along with Sister Athia said, we ask the question, do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? That's what we're stressing. And Jesus has different attributes. I guess that was the word we used when we were talking about it. There are many attributes there, and there are 10 that we're going to touch on. Probably could do many more. But first of all, who is Jesus? Well, our first song was Holy, Holy, Holy. Who is Jesus? According to that song, he is part of the Trinity. He's the Son of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's the Son of God. That's who he was before he came to earth. And then he came to earth to be our Savior. And then you take it a step further. He's our Savior and he wants to be our Lord. Our Lord. He wants to be our leader, our Lord. To be in charge. And then there's the other offices that he holds. He wants to be my healer. He wants to be my teacher. Jesus went about preaching and teaching and healing. So he was a teacher. He healed, he taught, he preached the gospel, and he's also my shepherd. He also baptizes me in the Holy Spirit. He's my baptizer. He's my helper. He's my friend. And finally, he's my coming king. So we've done all this planning. We made books, and we're going to be teaching lessons, but the Lord has to come. We can't do it in our own strength. It's just futile. But when we let God work in us and through us, and we proclaim the Word of God, we proclaim the truth of God, then God will honor His Word, we believe. And He will come. And He's come before. He's come these first three periods. And we believe that He wants to do a good work, and He's going to do it. So our confidence is not in ourselves. Our confidence is in God's faithfulness. And I'm also happy that you're here. People, the waitresses and the cooks and the dish boys and the pot boys and the grounds people and the guests too. Because we know that you guys pray for us. We're going to be praying for us too and for you. But we need your prayers. We need your support. And God will move. God will move. God will save. God will reveal himself. God will pour out his Spirit. And we're just here as his servants, relying upon the grace of God and his faithfulness.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God.
You have a song for us, brother?
Would you like one?
Yes.
Okay. I got all my people.
All your people, sorry.
This song is called Victory Through Grace. We're relying upon the grace of God. God is faithful.
Splendor shall fall, yet shall the armies thou leadest, faithful and true to the last, find in thy mansions eternal rest when their warfare is past. Not to the strong is a battle, not to the swift.
I'd like the cottage counselors to stand as well, and we're just going to pray for this group of counselors. Just Aunt here and those working with her. Hallelujah. Let's just all lift our hearts and believe that God would take these willing volunteers and use them for His glory in these days. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Brother Tom, pray with us, please.
Father, we thank you for bringing this group together at this time. Thank you for this new opportunity to reach these boys and children that are coming, O God, and our guests. And Lord, we pray that you will equip these men. Put your holy anointing upon them, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
O God, enable them. Thank you. Through your grace, through your Holy Spirit,
yes,
oh God, we can conquer. We can be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ,
amen,
who loved us and gave himself for us. And because you did, you who spared not your own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall you not also with him freely give us all things, O Lord? We Claim, O God, the victory through your grace, the victory in the lives of these children that will be coming, and give the victory to these men and these women, O God, who will serve you, who will lead them. Come mightily, O God, enable them victoriously to be more than conquerors.
In Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pour out your Spirit, my God. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. Oh, God, we need you. Jesus, we need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are able, Jesus. You are able, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Pour out your Spirit, pour out your Spirit, oh God. Oh, equip me, Jesus. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
And we also want to remember the Watch Rock staff. I'm going to ask each of those who are on Watch Rock staff to stand. And as it's been said already, we're in this together. Right? It's not just, we're not two separate really parts of camp. We're in this together. And so we want to believe that God will enable this staff as well to serve Him in the power that He gives. Not by might, not by power, by my Spirit, says the Lord. And together, as we unite our hearts in faith and in love, God will move. You know, it says when a brethren, and that includes the sistren, is that a word? When we dwell together in unity, there God commands the blessing. And so as we stand in faith together, the blessing has to come. Hallelujah, yes. And so let's just lift our hearts in prayer for these. Honey, would you pray? That would be Sister Denise. Dear Lord, come by your Spirit, my God.
Lord, we thank you for the opportunity just to be at this camp and to serve you, Lord. Just that is such a blessing in itself, Lord. And we thank you for these, Lord, who have volunteered, Lord, to come and to want to work. And Lord, we just commit them to you, Lord, for this time, Lord. We pray that you would fill them, Lord, with your love and with your strength at this time, dear Lord, that you would minister, Lord, to them every single day, Lord, as they work, yes, Lord. I pray that you would impart your strength, Lord. You see how they can catch up to them, Lord, and they need more strength, Lord. So we just pray that you would, first of all, Lord, impart your strength to
yes,
them, Lord.
Lord.
As their
yes,
days, Lord.
Lord,
may their strength be.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we know that you have a spiritual blessing for them as well, Lord, as they wait upon you, as they come to meetings, Lord, as they walk on the ground. Lord, I just pray that you would bless each one, Lord, spiritually, Lord. Accomplish those things that are upon your heart for each and every one of them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that you'd fill each area, Lord, with your presence, the kitchen, the grounds. Lord, a real move of your Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit upon these
Hallelujah.
That are standing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want to believe
yes,
for that, Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You would continue,
yes,
Lord, to just fill them, Lord,
Jesus,
to
Jesus,
overflow,
Jesus,
Lord, with your Holy
Jesus,
Spirit,
Lord.
Lord. You know what the days lie ahead for them, Lord, as they return home. And Lord, we believe that you do a preparing work here for them, Lord. Yeah. So Lord, we don't want to take it lightly, Lord, that they're here serving you, Lord.
No.
But Lord, we just pray that you would accomplish your wills in their lives, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That your will be done and that your kingdom would come, Lord, to these individuals, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. For this time, Lord, that you would be glorified. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, to be his hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. Let me touch him. Let me touch Jesus so that others may know and be. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated.